Hi everyone, thanks for meeting up today. As you know, we really need to nail down our research topics for the upcoming residential week. I've just had a quick chat with Dr. Adams, and she's given us some updates on the logistics. I know we initially considered doing our fieldwork along the coastal path, which would have been great, but the tutors have confirmed our primary study area will actually be the pine forest just behind the accommodation block. It's supposed to be an incredibly rich ecosystem.
So, we have a few options for our research focus. For our first potential topic, we could look at the local wildlife. Sarah previously suggested we look at bird populations. While that's undoubtedly interesting, they are notoriously difficult to track in dense woods, so we'd probably get more reliable data if we focused on insects instead. There's an abundance of them this time of year, and they're much easier to sample.
Another option is investigating the river system that runs through the valley. We could measure the speed of the current at various points, though Dr. Adams highly recommended we investigate the water quality instead. The department has just invested in a brand new digital testing kit, and she's keen for us to try it out.
If we'd prefer to take a human geography approach, we can look at local industries. Tourism is the obvious choice for that region, given the number of visitors they get. However, looking into agriculture might give us more unique data for our final paper, especially considering the recent changes in farming subsidies. I think it would definitely make our project stand out.
To gather data for any study on human impact, we shouldn't just rely on observation or secondary data from the library. We'll actually need to conduct some interviews with the local residents. People are usually quite friendly, provided we approach them politely and explain what our university project is about.
Alternatively, we have the option of studying the physical environment. We could do a complex soil analysis across different elevations, but to be honest, analysing the microclimate would tie in better with our previous module on atmospheric changes. It's highly relevant to what we've been studying all semester.
If we do end up choosing that physical geography topic, we'll need to make sure we have the right gear. We can forget about bringing the heavy soil probes, but we absolutely must remember to book the portable weather station from the lab. There's only one available, so we'll need to put our names down for it by tomorrow at the latest.
We also need to think about how we'll manage our time. During the evenings at the residential centre, we won't have time for playing board games or watching movies, unfortunately. We'll be dedicating our nights to data analysis so we don't fall behind. It sounds like a lot of hard work, but getting it done there means less stress when we get back to campus.
Also, keep in mind what we need for our final presentation at the end of the term. We'll need solid visual aids. Doing some sketches of the landscape is okay, but taking high-quality photographs will really make our findings stand out to the examiners. So if anyone has a decent camera, please bring it along.
Anyway, before we leave this meeting, it's not enough to just have a general idea of what we want to do. We need to agree on a strict action plan to show the tutors tomorrow morning. So let's go through these options one by one and take a vote.